This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I want to welcome you to Midweek Manna on this beautiful day, or evening, or whichever time of the day that you have decided to listen. We want to thank you all for tuning in on Sunday. For those who have not tuned in to Sunday, you missed out on a good message, and I pray that once this one is over and once you're done listening to this, you will sample that message and share it with your friends and family as well. I want to thank everyone who do donate to Safe Haven Podcast Ministries. You can do that on our Cash App at $BrianPusey. Once again, that's our Cash App at $BrianPusey. Any dollar donation is accepted, from $1 to $1,000 or whatever the Lord places on your heart to give. Please continue to give, because therefore this ministry would not keep going without support from people like yourselves. I want to also put out a special announcement that next week's Midweek Manna is going to be on Thursday for Thanksgiving. Since it's going to be the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, we're going to do a special Thursday podcast instead. So therefore, get ready for Thanksgiving on Thursday. We're going to have it drop at 1 p.m. on Thursday. Not our normal 11 a.m. time. We're going to have it at 1 p.m. next Thursday, right here on all podcast platforms, no matter which one you listen to. And if you're not familiar with all the other podcast platforms, you can go straight to our website at www.safehavenpodcast.org. Once again, that's www.safehavenpodcast.org. Well, guys, this one is going to be a very good message. I pray that wherever you are, this touches you. We're going to be coming from the letter of 1 Peter, chapter 1. Once again, that's 1 Peter, chapter 1. Going to be reading verses 3 through 4. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads as follows. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. We're going to read verse 5 as well. Who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, a new hope. A new hope. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to just thank you for the message and the messenger right now. Use me, O Heavenly Father. Empty me out of my spirit and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A new hope. After going through many things that you go through each and every day, be it job struggles, be it financial struggles, be it relationship struggles, or be it a combination of all of the above, what do you feel? How do you feel when you wake up the next day, if you were able to get to sleep? Do you wake up feeling renewed? Do you wake up feeling refreshed? Do you wake up saying, this is a new day that the Lord has given me, and I am so grateful to see it? Or do you wake up and say, oh, it's just another day. Let's just get it over with, please, Lord. If you are the person that talks about it in the latter sense, that's where I'm coming in today. I want to talk to you because, quite frankly, I understand how you feel. I relate with how you feel. I'm going through it right now. I woke up this morning wondering, what did I wake up for? What am I waking up to? Am I waking up to another day of rejection from potential employers? Am I waking up from rejection from people who I give my heart to, give my time to, give my essence to? Is it just another day? Or am I going to wake up and say, this is a new day, a new chance, a new opportunity to make things right, to fulfill the will, fulfill the purpose that the Lord has placed on my heart? Is that where you're at today? Are you the one waking up feeling renewed and grateful that the Lord has seen you through? My, I don't know about you, but that's how I'm feeling right now. Because think about what Peter was saying right here. Because one of the things he said to preface this, and I love what he said in verse 2, part B, where he says, may grace and peace be yours in abundance. He didn't say, may grace and peace be yours in little bit. Or he didn't say, let it just be a little bit. Just get a little piece of that peace. Get a little bit of peace of that grace. No, he said in abundance. He didn't just say, just have a little moment of it and just keep it there. He wanted to see it overflow for you. That's what I want to see for you. I want to see overflowing of greatness, abundance, and peace, and grace. You name it. You have to claim it. Because some days, yes, we all go through those moments where we're doubting ourselves. Yes, we shouldn't doubt ourselves, but quite frankly, we should. Sometimes we shouldn't even doubt God. But in the same token, we have to look inside ourselves. Matter of fact, when I was down last week, and I thank God that the Lord saw me through it, when I lost my voice, probably lost my way, probably lost my heart, lost everything that was within me because I couldn't talk. All I could do was pantomime. All I could do is put on a smile and say, and shrug my shoulders. You couldn't see it, but I just shrugged my shoulders just like to say, I'm here. I see you. I acknowledge you, but I can't say a word because anything I say would sound like this. It would sound a little off. And I didn't want to do that. I did not want to come to you at 20%. I'd rather come to you at 50% than to come at you at 20. Amen. You know, and if I can't give you my all, I can't give you any of me. Amen. And then when I realized that, it also made me look inside myself. It made me look inside and pray and understand that sometimes I needed to take a step back. Because as I asked myself, the same thing I asked myself as put out there on Sunday, what am I seeking? You know, are you seeking? What was I seeking? You know, therefore, I guess what I was seeking was a new hope. Amen. I was seeking for a new hope in the Lord. Because some days I do not understand this journey. Some days I want to walk away from this journey. Some days I don't understand why I'm even on this journey. Amen. But sometimes we have to take a step back. That's one of the things that the Lord said to us a few weeks ago during the premiere week. And, you know, it's hard to slow down. Amen. It's hard for us to take a step back and just enjoy what this Lord has given us. Some people say, and I've seen sports entertainers, I've seen music entertainers, film entertainers, all these entertainers say one thing. They say they don't have the time to process the success that they've been granted. And, you know, they said, maybe one day when I'm retired, I get to do that. But think about some of the entertainers that didn't make it to retirement age. Some of them, they prematurely left this world and didn't get a chance to take a step back and just say, my God, you have done well with me. And I'm so grateful to you, and I'm just going to continue to give back. You know, a lot of us don't get that opportunity. So now is the time for us to say, step back and realize that this is a chance. This is your opportunity to not only praise the Lord for what he's done for you, but praise the Lord what he's about to do for you. That's right. I said it backwards, but then again, you got to remember where you've come from. I've come from things that you would not understand. You would not believe what I've seen. You would not believe what I've gone through to come through. Amen. But guess what? The Lord has brought me through, and he's brought you through whatever you've gone through and come through. Amen. I'm going to give you 3 points. I'm going to give you 3 quick points, and then I'm going to be out of your way. First point in a new hope, you got to realize that each day you're blessed with is new. I say it again for the note takers. Each day you're blessed with is new. That says a lot right there. You know, because think about it. In verse 3, it just says it best. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That says a lot right there. We have new hope. We have a new birth, new birthday. You know, sometimes some people say, my new birthday was when I was baptized. Some people say, my new birthday was the day that I realized that the Lord has called me to do a great thing. The new day, new birthday for me is when I accepted the call. The new birthday, when I was ordained. Amen. And I realized something. I put it out there on social media, but I'm going to put it out here on here. When I realized that this month marks the 19th year that I've been an ordained minister. You know, I may not have done everything the right way. I may not have gone through the right channels, but you know what? The Lord has seen me through. He's had me persevere. There are a lot of times I wanted to quit. Yes, that's right. Reverend Brian Pusey wanted to quit being a minister. Amen. Because I just couldn't see what the Lord was trying to do with me and through me. And I know there's many people out here right now who are saying the same thing about whatever you're going through, but guess what? Continue to lean on the Lord, because guess what? You cannot lean not into thy own understanding. You got to lean into God sometimes. Amen. That's when you realize that each day, your day you're blessed with is new. But in addition to that, you got to realize that each opportunity is new. I'm going to repeat that for my note takers. Each opportunity is new. That's right. Each opportunity is new. Every time you wake up, that's a new chance. Every time you set foot and start walking your path to getting ready for that new day, that's new. When you go to your job, it may not be the best job in the world, but you know, never know what opportunity might arise for you at said job. That's new. You don't know what you're going through or what you've been through is going to be a breakthrough. Amen. I'm going through a breakthrough right now, just preaching this word to you, because this is amazing time for all of us. I've gone through it incredible year. It may not have been the best year of my life, but it's an incredible year nonetheless. I've suffered some losses, not only a job loss, but some familial losses. Amen. But you know what? I'm still here. I'm still walking. I'm still talking. Oh no, yes, I'm still working. Amen. May not be my dream job, but it's a job that gets me through. Amen. Because I can imagine what I could have been like or been right now. I could be crawling up in a corner in one of my rooms just wishing for it all to end. Amen. But I'm not. Because you know what? The Lord saw me through, because he gave me a new hope. He gave me a new chance. He gave me a new opportunity. Amen. Once you realize that each day you're blessed with is new, and also after you realize that each opportunity is new, simply, you have to do this. Give God the praise. I'll say it again for my note takers, even though I believe you already know this very well. Just give God the praise. Say hallelujah every now and again. Say thank you, Jesus, every now and again. Say thank you, Lord, every now and again. I may not be who I thought I'd be, but I am who I need to be, because this is where you want me to be. Amen. That's what you say to the Lord. You give thanks. You give him the praise, because if you don't give him the praise, no one else will. No one can give him the praise like you can give him the praise. Amen. I can't praise him for you, but I can praise him with you. Amen. And same for you. You can't praise him like me, but guess what? That's okay. Praise with me. Amen. That's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. What it says in verse 4, and then we go away for today, and into an inheritance. He gave us a new hope, a living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. And as he says in verse 5, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Get a load of that, amen? I don't know about you. That's where the giving God praise comes into play, because there's an inheritance waiting for us, amen? It may not be monetary like it would be down here for somebody, but guess what? It's a holy, holy inheritance waiting for us when it's our time, amen? When it's the end times, God has something in store for us, because we believe, we continue to go forward, we continue to to seek out a new hope, seek out a new opportunity. We began to see everything anew. Amen. I woke up this morning feeling anew. That's right. I may have felt down and out the past couple of days, but you know what? I'm waking up feeling anew, feeling fresh. I may not have everything I need right now, but I have everything I desire. Amen. You know what? I said it backwards, but you know what? That's because the Lord wants you to realize something. You may not have everything you think you need, but you have everything that you desire to need, because you know what? You have a desire. And the desire is not lighting a fire inside of you. I don't know who you are. You better check your pulse. You better go to the urgent care. Tell the doctor, I need an infusion. I need a blood infusion. No, I don't just need no O positive, O negative. I need Jesus' blood in me. Amen. I know that went over someone's head, but you know what? You'll get it later. Amen. Once you rewind it and play it a couple times more, then you'll understand. Amen. But remember this. As you go about the rest of this week, remember that you have a chance to do something great. If you haven't done something great already, you still have a chance. If you've done something great already, guess what? It's about to get greater. It's about to become the best thing that you have ever seen, have ever experienced in your life. Amen? I've seen some things, done some things, felt some things, prayed on some things, prayed away from some things, and didn't realize that I might be messing up some things. But you know what? The Lord brings me back to one. He brings me back to him, and he reminds me that, yes, there are sometimes, some days you're going to feel the way that you feel, Brian. There's some days where you're going to feel lost. You're going to feel disconnected. But you know what? As long as you stay connected to me, there will always be great things. You'll always feel connected. You'll always be connected. You may not feel it every day, but you know what? It's in your heart. I stored it inside your heart. All you got to do is look inside yourself. And that's a message for somebody out here today. Just look inside yourself. The Lord has already locked in the connection that you need. All you need to do is unlock the door. Let him in. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message and the messenger. We pray that this word just touch somebody right now, Heavenly Father. If it did not touch somebody, oh Heavenly Father, let them pass it on to someone that it will touch, oh Heavenly Father, because we need you right now, Heavenly Father. We need you more than ever in these end times, oh Heavenly Father, where wars are out there, rumors of wars are out there, violence in all parts of the areas, and even in areas that we can't even imagine there being violence in, oh Heavenly Father, even violence within our own hearts, oh Heavenly Father. We need to just pray right now, Heavenly Father, did you just remove that spirit, oh Heavenly Father, remove that negative spirit, let it out, oh Heavenly Father, and put it to pasture, oh Heavenly Father, because we need you right now. In your Son Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank God. I want to thank everyone for listening to this podcast this week. I pray that it touched you in a mighty, mighty way. And if you feel that it could touch someone else, please feel free to share this podcast with your friends, your families, and even the enemies. You can do it anonymously if you have to. Just find a way to get this word out, because we all need to hear the message. We all need to hear a word from God. I need to hear a word from God. You needed to hear a word from God. In today's message, I pray, touch someone in a mighty long way. Continue to donate to Safe Haven Podcast at our Cash App at $BrianPewsley. Continue to send me prayers. Continue to lift me up in prayer. And oh yes, if you want to be contacted by any means necessary, please reach out to us at www.safehavenpodcast.org. Go to our ministry contact section and let us know what's going on. Let us know. And prayer requests. If you are interested in having me appear at your church in a guest speaker fashion, or on your podcast in a guest speaker fashion, or on a radio show and be a guest on your show, please just reach out to us right now. And we'll get back to you ASAP. Amen. We're praying that we're going to be back on Sunday. We're going to be back with Sunday with a beautiful word. The Lord is working on me on that one. Can't tease it to you right now, but I'm going to let you know that God is with you always. I pray that you just continue to lift me up right now, and I'm going to continue to pray for you. So I'm not going to keep you guys long. I'm just going to let y'all go with this imparting message. continue to do what the Lord has called you to do. And if you do not know what the Lord has called you to do, now is a great time to call on the Lord and ask diligently, what have you called me to do? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we would pray right now that you just continue to just use us. As you dismiss us from this place, never dismiss us from your presence. Continue to work through us and continue to fill us up with your essence, O Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. And I will see you guys next time. God bless.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.